We're learning Masechet Zvachim. This is the third final week, learning this very lengthy Mishnah in Perek Yudalad, Mishnah Gimel, which is discussing the idea of Shchutei Chutz, that a person is not allowed to perform the avodah outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the punishment is kores. Here are a few exceptions. Hayotzek, a person who pours oil onto a mincha offering, a bolel, or one who mixes that up, the oil. A poses, afterwards, it's the flour offering is broken up into four different parts. Hamoileach, one who salts, which is either referring to the salting of the karbanos, or one who salts the mincha, the flour offering, which is also something which is required. Of course, we're talking about all these things were done not in the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Beis HaMikdash, which one is not supposed to have done. But nonetheless, as we'll see in a moment, you will not be chayev. The Menif, one who waves this offering, which certain offerings, including, and here it's talking about the mincha, is waved in all directions. Hamagish, one who brings this close to a mizbeach, it's supposed to be brought to the mizbeach, but one who brings it to an altar. Or hamasader as hashulchan, one who prepares the table, which is referring to placing the showbreads, the lechem haponim, on the shulchan. And this is referring to where the shulchan was taken out of the kodesh, as it's actually learned at the end of Masechtas Chagiga, we learned a couple weeks ago that sometimes the shulchan was taken out. The meitiv as haneros, or one who prepares or sets up or cleans out the neros, referring to the menorah. Again, the menorah is taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash improperly. That avodah was taking place outside, the preparations thereof. Komates, which is the actual kemitza, the scooping of the flour with one's three middle fingers. Mekabel damim b'chutz, or one who accepts the dam after the shechita into a kli shor, as a vessel. B'chutz, if all these things were done outside, Mishnah says potter. You're not going to get the punishment, as we've always been mentioning, that of kores. And the reason is that the only time you're chayiv is if it's comparable to the pasuk that states, asher yala ola ozavach, that one has completed the service of bringing this elevation offering. And therefore we can derive that the only time that one violates doing anything outside of the Beis HaMikdash, any form of avoda, if it's a gemara avoda, if it's something which completes the service. However, in all these different forms of avoda, all these things of mixing oils or pouring them and the like, this is not considered to be gemara avoda. That's not the end of the avoda. That's not the end. There's more things that need to be done with it. Therefore, if you only did that part outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then you're going to be potter. And therefore, the Mishnah concludes and says similarly, ein chayav alav lo mishum zarus. If a zar, which is a non-kohen, performs any of these things in the Beis HaMikdash, he will not get the punishment of misa b'dishamayim. The pasuk does say, the hazar karim yumas, that the kohanim need to be steadfast in tishvu es kunaschem, to guard that they are the ones that should do the service. And anyone who is a zar, is a non-kohen, who comes close, yumas, which doesn't mean misa b'diadam, not by courts, but by the heavenly court, would be receive such a punishment. However, that's only in the situation, as we mentioned, if it's a gemara avoda, only if it's something which completes the service. All the things that we mentioned above are not gemara avoda, and therefore they would not get the punishment, bless you, of misa b'di shemayim. And therefore, so too these other things, even though what they have done is incorrect, as we're going to see in a second, they will not get the punishment of misa b'di shemayim because it's not gemara avoda. That's why v'lo mishum mechuser begadim. If you have a kohen that was not wearing all of the garments, his four garments, or a kohen gadol not wearing all of his eight. V'lo mishum tuma, if you're someone who is a kohen enters and does the avoda while tamei, these various services. V'lo mishum rochutz yodayim v'raglayim. It's also necessary that the kohen prior to the avoda has to cleanse his hands, he has to wash his feet. In the event that these things were not done, and they did these small parts of the avoda, which since it's not gemara avoda, they will not fall into the category of azar karm yumas, and they will not get the punishment of misa b'dishamayim.